From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we continue now with our week-long series about one Marine unit, the Dark Horse Battalion, and its experience in Afghanistan. It suffered the worst casualty rate of any Marine unit in the entire war. Yesterday, we introduced you to Ashley Tawney, the wife of a squad leader, Sergeant Ian Tawney.
I don't know how I got to the door. It felt like I, floated over there or something.
Her husband was one of 25 Marines in the battalion who were killed. When she got the news, Ashley Tawney was just waking up from a nap.
And I opened the door, and the chaplain was there, and then a gunnery sergeant from his unit, and I was just in shock. And there's no goodbye, and there's no nothing.
Today, NPR's Tom Bowman talks with other Dark Horse families about what it's like to wait for a husband or son who's gone to war.
Dave Belk works for the Navy outside Washington, D.C., and every morning, when he gets to work, he has a ritual. He turns on his computer and checks the military's classified reports from Afghanistan. One October day last year, he noticed one report in particular.
It was just talking about an IED explosion and how many people were injured. It was one KIA, and because I remember making the comment to some of my colleagues, like, wow, my son's unit, you know, somebody died. That's really hits close to home.
Dave Belk went about his day. 5 hours went by.
And then I got a call from our daughter who said there was two Marines at our house. Immediately I knew. Kind of lost my composure at work, obviously. There was just a total silence in the office. And, of course, what can they say? I just shut all my computers off and packed up my bags and told him I had to go home.
I caught up with Dave Belk a few weeks ago. It was just days before the one-year anniversary of his son's death. He was sitting at his dining room table, just steps from the front door where the Marines appeared that morning. The door now includes a banner with a gold star to mark the loss of their son, Lance Corporal James Belk. Belk's wife, Celicia, sits across the table from him. She remembers how just before she learned her son died, she felt something was wrong.
I was uneasy all day. I was up most of the night.
The next morning, she went out on an errand. She got back to their house, turned into their long driveway, and spotted Dave's car and her daughter's car parked there. She knew something was wrong.
Dave met me at the door. He had been crying. I don't even think he said anything.
I think I asked you to sit down. But by then you already knew.
Lance Corporal James Belk was just 24. He stood 6'5". He was called Baloo by other Marines after the huge but gentle bear in the Jungle Book. He was on his first patrol when he was killed by a roadside bomb. He made his last call home to his parents a couple of weeks before.
Then he said they had to go, but he wanted to make sure. That we knew that he loved us.
October of last year was the toughest month for the Dark Horse Battalion. They not only lost Lance Corporal James Belk, but seven other Marines in just 3 days, and many more were wounded, all from roadside bombs.
There was just a lot of confusion and just worry. I mean, you're worried all the time.
That's Amy Murray back at Camp Pendleton in California. Her husband, Captain Patrick Murray, was on his fifth combat tour. Amy couldn't imagine what was going on this deployment. Like many of the wives, she wanted news, any news, about what was happening.
I had Google Alerts up on my phone for Sangin and 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, and everything. Like, I wanted all that information.
The one person who really knew what was going on was halfway around the world in Afghanistan. The Dark Horse Battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Jason Morris, was focused on one of the toughest fights of the war, but he couldn't ignore the tug of the home front.
My wife finally called me one day and just said, hey, you have got to do something about informing the families.
Morris says his wife Jane was getting 100 emails each day, and many had the same question.
Why are our guys getting killed and wounded right now?
Morris had to find a way to get them more information. So he turned to Kim Reese, the battalion's family liaison back at Camp Pendleton, for help.
It is their son who is in Afghanistan. It is their husband in Afghanistan, and they are scared and they want answers.
Reese set up a Facebook page for the battalion. She helped organize a town meeting at Pendleton where top Marine officers could speak to the families. Amy Murray, the woman who set up those Google alerts, showed up at that town hall meeting. She didn't hear much good news.
They were really blunt, I think, about saying it's bad and it's probably going to continue to be touchy for a while.
The officers explained what the Marines were doing to protect against roadside bombs, and they explained what would happen if the worst occurred, if a loved one was killed. The officers explained how families would be notified, who would arrive at their door.
I will never forget that one night during deployment, I woke up. It was 3 a.m. I swear that a doorbell woke me up, and my heart just dropped, and I didn't know what to do.
Melissa Fromm's husband, Brad, was a platoon leader with Dark Horse Battalion. This was his first deployment. In the middle of the night, Melissa scrambled for the phone and reached her father, a retired Army officer.
I think I just heard the doorbell ring. I don't know what to do. I'm really scared. And he was like, you need to go to a window. Can you look downstairs?
So she made her way downstairs. 10 minutes had gone by. She peered through the peephole in the front door. There was nothing, just the glow of a streetlight and an empty road. The stress, it was constant for the Dark Horse families, waiting for their Marines to come home. Here's Melissa again.
Sometimes you see a name and you're like, oh my gosh, I've heard that name before. Is that my husband's friend? Is that one of my husband's Marines? Is that one of his Marines' best friends? It affects you at some level, no matter what. But of course, there's a sigh of relief when it's not your last name.
It didn't get any better over the next few weeks. Dark Horse took so many casualties that even the top officer in the Marine Corps, General Jim Amos, came to California to meet the families.
I was honest with him. I told him how it's a tough fight that their husbands are in. I told him that I didn't see it getting any easier over the next couple of months. I promised him that I was going to go over there and spend Christmas with him. And that was that was pretty emotional.
General Amos's voice breaks, remembering the scene. He noticed the widow of one Marine sitting there. Her husband had been killed several weeks earlier. He saw some in the crowd wiping away tears. In the course of 7 months, 24 families would find Marine officers at their door with crisp words of sorrow and regret. Amy Murray and Melissa Fromm were different. They got a homecoming. In April, at Camp Pendleton, they gathered with other families. And as the buses rolled to a stop and the Marines jumped off, they raced to meet their husbands.
You run, you jump, you don't know if they're ready to catch you or not, but you hope that they hold on.
Even with all the excitement, there was also some bitter with the sweet.
I was so happy to see my husband, but I was so sad at the same time because people that I care about, their husband didn't get off the bus.
Tom Bowman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.